Tuesday, July 17th, 2018. Do we have a quorum?
Dan Boone.
Present.
David Hurd.
Present.
Rick Persinger.
Present.
Trent Edwards.
Present.
Howard Kitchen. You do have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Can you please give us the explanation of public hearing procedures, presentation of exempts, and the governing statutes?
I'd like to welcome you this evening to the July 17th, 2018 Board of Adjustment public hearing. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, staff report for each case as Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C, Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please complete the sign-up sheet before the hearing begins. Anyone wishing to speak for or against a request must be sworn in and therefore will be providing sworn testimony. The chairman will call on everyone supporting an application, followed by everyone opposing an application. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Bonita at the front of the room for addressing the board. Then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there's an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Whereby reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or an exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you.
Yep.
Have you guys had the chance to review the June 2018 minutes, specifically those that we might consider a rehearing request on tonight? Do you have a motion to approve the minutes?
Give the motion to approve the minutes.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Bonita, has anyone signed up to speak tonight? Those that have signed up.
Did you want to abstain on those minutes? Or?
I didn't vote.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, your new member didn't vote, but I wondered if he wanted to abstain from the minutes since he wasn't in that meeting.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Okay. Got that.
Mr. MacArthur, would you please stand up and be sworn in? You swear to provide honest testimony to this commission tonight. Say, I do.
I do.
Thank you very much. First order of business is to consider a rehearing for permit number 18-06A, which was a denial.